Today's GeoQuiz takes us to the capital of Ukraine. That's Kiev, K-I-E-V, or as Ukrainian speakers prefer, K-Y-I-V. There is another disagreement that pits Russian speakers against Ukrainian speakers. This one's over a local television show. It's called Great Ukrainians and is a knockoff of a BBC TV program called Great Britons. Viewers voted for their choice of the top 50 British people of all time. US TV had its version back in 2005. Ronald Reagan was voted as the greatest American ever. That was a controversial choice, but that's nothing compared to the flap over the Great Ukrainian. Gabriel Gatehouse in Kiev tells all.
After months of voting, of argument and counter-argument, this was the moment that TV viewers in Ukraine were told the name of their greatest ever citizen. And the winner was...
Number one, Yaroslav Mudrый.
Yaroslav the Wise, one of the great princes of Kievan Rus, who, until his death in 1054, ruled over an empire that straddled present-day Ukraine, Russia and Belarus. But did he really win? Not according to the show's editor, Vakhtang Kipiani.
From about 2 in the morning on Friday, there was a massive spike in the voting. It's clear that it must have been some computer program working from a database of telephone numbers.
Kipiani charges that the vote was rigged in favor of Yaroslav. He says that he alerted his bosses to his suspicions, but that his warnings were ignored. I put that allegation to Anna Bezlyudna, the head of Inter TV, the channel that ran the show.
I have already said it's completely untrue. I'm not going to comment on conjecture. It's nonsense.
Whatever the truth of the matter, Anna Bezlyudna is right about one thing. Here in Ukraine, there are suspicions of dark political machinations behind almost everything that happens. After all, President Yushchenko says he was poisoned by his enemies during the 2004 election campaign. In a small island of calm amidst the traffic of central Kiev stands the St. Sophia Cathedral. With its green and gold onion domes and white walls, it was built in 1037 by Yaroslav the Wise, and it's the oldest cathedral in the Russian Orthodox Church. Now, the key to all of this, of course, is in the word Russian.
Yaroslav the Wise, for an average Ukrainian, especially for those who got their education in history in Soviet times, was the builder of the state which was supposed to be the common cradle of the three fraternal peoples, Ukrainians, Russians and Belarusians.
Andrei Kulikov is a local journalist. He says that this row is not about the past at all. It's all about the future of Ukraine and its relationship with its neighbor.
There's quite a lot of people who still think that we should go into the future hand in hand, or at least side by side with Russia.
And here's where the other figure in all of this comes into play. Stepan Bandera, he's the man that the show's editor says would have won if the vote had not been fixed. He was a Ukrainian nationalist who fought a guerrilla war against both the Nazis and the Soviets. He was assassinated by the KGB after World War II. To many, especially in Western Ukraine, he's a hero and a freedom fighter. But to many others, Bandera was a terrorist and a traitor to the Soviet motherland. Savik Shuster was the presenter of the Great Ukrainians show.
He is a symbol for a young generation. A young generation that actually feels the independence of a country, wants it to be independent, and sees its future in the West, in Europe.
And Bandera's partisans are not letting go. A group of 77 Ukrainian parliamentarians have signed a letter asking the BBC to investigate the results of the Great Ukrainians contest. The BBC owns the worldwide rights to the idea behind the show. So far, there's been no response to the letter. For The World, I'm Gabriel Gatehouse in Kiev, Ukraine.